material world or physical world?
Both, it's the same thing.
It's a series of experiences that I made conclusions on. You know?
Yeah.
Like, wow. Because one time I was sitting by a fire and I went to sleep. And there were like 20 people by the big fire before. Now we're only two. Right. And we're like, yeah, what's going on? Like, we're only two. It says, well, you can make pretend they're still here. So we lined up all the chairs, you know, and said, well, she was here and there and there and there and there. It says, okay, well, they're still here. The presence is still here. The chairs are still here representing our presence. So the memories absorbed by these guys. You know, if walls can speak, well, actually walls can more than speak. Hence, that's the only way everything makes sense. You know, people keep asking, well, why would this happen? Why would that? Well, because a chair that's been in your family for so long, it's proud.
Yeah, it's a lot of good mojo, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's it. That's why I don't see a lot of stuff really in interaction. So it's like, there's an energy in everything, yes. Yeah. You know?
There's energy going in.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah, you input. Exactly. Your interface, you...
We have no respect for things. Yet they control us.
We
desire.
That's right. There's not enough, a lot of people. And there's obviously you don't want to get materialistic. But there is a certain reverence for what is already here.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, creation is great. And I think, you know, we just got to do it in such a balanced
way. But does this exist because we created it? Or we created it because it wanted to exist?
Well, I mean, there could be the idea of thought and what, you know, the great mind of the universe, or
yeah,
no, universe.
Well, if you're the universe, you gotta put yourself out of the human shoe, outside the box. Do what does God think? What would God do? You think he's interested by a little silly conversation if he's controlling the universe?
Well, that's it.
You know, like what perspective. So you gotta choose another God, not the ultimate God.
No,
if there's billions of us existing at the same time. Like, how do you measure the size of a universe or a multiverse? Is it every second decision? Then it makes sense that people are walking zombie, because these guys have learned to survive doing that. But the active other guy is still doing that. So my other life, that the camp I have there is finished. Oh, I like that thought. Makes everything so much more ephemeral.
You know what? It's like, Jacques, we don't paint the idea of a future. We just got to get it more out in the public consciousness. I want to do a film series for setting of...
You know what my conclusions on films are?
Elves with high tech. Essentially in the mindset of like avatar reverence for the natural world, like you're... You know, we're living in unison, but we have the technology. Like, we're still maintaining technological levels, but we decide to, you know, like, really minimize what kind of...
We're already at the extreme of technology. We can have that, but, like, the difference between this and this, because we already have that. We can have little projectors that mimic where our hands are, and they calculate your fingers, so all these little things are points, so you can point here. You don't have to use that.
Yeah.
Voice activated. You can already find that. It's a little bit, it's about that size they had here.
Yeah.
Motion. That was 2 years ago. A few guys had done that. It's really not complex. They had put the blueprints. Like, you use a Wii, a camera, and a small... How was it projected? It was projected on a piece of paper. How many times you had a paper, newspaper? You could actually bring the newspaper. It would make a web page.
think it was a TED.
Are you chatting?
Yeah. So I'm just seeing. Oh.
Is that your ex, or your new, or your same?
No, she's kind of more, well, more an ex, I think, now.
Newish ex, or?
Yeah, newish ex, yeah.
Fuck it's kind of,
well, it's kind of like.
I don't need to.
Oh, no, I'm really, like, right now she's going to BC, so I think.
Michelle has been a friend with Tina, Shauna, no sex, until they broke, like, this. When did they break? Early spring? 6 months at least? Michelle is... She's changed Michelle so much, and just understanding that life is about friendship more than love or sex or whatever with a girl.
Yeah.
So now he realized that's what he has with me too. So he's now able to be friends with girls. No sex.
Yeah.
Sex friend is different.
Yeah, it is. I'm looking more for, well, no, actually, no.
If you're still in love, then it's hard to stay friend.
Oh, to have that, yeah.
And sex friend is very difficult. If you're still in love, you should quit.
Okay.
If there's no long-term possibility, if it hurts.
Well, I don't know. The thing is, it's open-ended right now.
Both ends?
Well, I don't know, so we're like...
As many ends as possible, or...?
I don't know.
Put on a strap-on dildo and butt fuck you?
Oh, shit. No, I haven't done... No, not quite that explorative.
What do you mean?
I haven't... Nah, never done...
Where your G-spot is?
The prostate, actually. Yeah.
Somewhere there, I don't know.
Yeah.
Near there.
Region.
Region.
No, the only time
my friend of mine told me that. I say, well, you know, I was talking about my girlfriend back then. You know, my girlfriend, she's not very explorative. You know, she likes one or two positions. So she's like, what do you mean? She doesn't want to put a strap on dildo and bum fuck you? Like, what'd you just say? I'm not that open minded. So I've had this comeback phrase for 20-odd years.
Shit, okay. No, that's a good one. No. That, I've tried anal beads. That's the most I've ever gotten into, the
try the anal beads.
Yeah. It's
Chinese
like...
Chinese ones?
No, this is a caterpillar-shaped toy thing. It's like...
Anyway, I don't want to get into it.
It's like TMI. It's not my, I don't like, get yeah, no, it's like, it's not my thing either. It's not my bag.
At one point, my friend was trying to convince me that if I turn gay, he manages, if he turns me gay, I get a toaster, but he gets a fridge.
Okay.
I'm like, well, what do you mean? Well, you get a toaster, I get a fridge. We're roommates. It's like, so we get a fridge and a toaster? Yeah. Like, what, you're stuffing me with bread? What?
What's the symbolism?
What does it mean? Well, you're just one more in the back. I'm like, okay. Never got it. I don't know if it's true. Didn't get a toaster.
Damn those. Wow, they're so cheap.
No, without trying, though. Open-minded, I went to fucking strip clubs, like man's strip clubs. I went to the man's strip bar.
You know, I wouldn't say no if, there's a party, I don't know. I've never had a group of gay friends in a while, whatever.
I was at a male strip club. I go to go downstairs, because I saw people going downstairs. I'm like, oh, I'm going to go downstairs. And I didn't realize the guy standing there was like, whatever, checking the downstairs. And he looks at me, he's like, no, you're not going down there. I'm like, what? Well, you're not gay. Don't go down there. I'm like, you just can tell? He says, yeah. I'm like, okay, thank you. I don't want to go down there. And I heard about glory walls.
Oh, the, yeah.
saw a video about glory walls. I'm like, oh, well. Anyway, I can imagine I always wanted to be gay.
I just thought it's easier to be, you know, sexually friendship with a man than with a woman. I don't know about gay gays that are more woman than man, you know?
There are only types of gays.
The transvestites or transgender.
No, but no, well, no, they're just the one that acts feminine.
Oh, okay, not the ethnic. Yeah.
I'm more the, what was that movie?
Brokeback Mountain. I have not. Yeah. Heath Ledger and Jake Gyllenhaal. Two great actors.
You should do a comedy of Brokeback Mountain.
I haven't even seen the movie.
We'll have to watch the movie. You don't really see anything, so.
No, I meant. Yeah, I know it's a drama, so.
And you can have all your friends play music to it. You know, a small movie.
Music?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, there's music in Brokeback Mountain.
Is there? I don't know,
Yeah, it's a movie.
Western, right, yeah. Wait.
Not necessarily.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be exact same music. You can do movie. Music, soundtrack.
Yes, by the way, I just learned. Okay, so High Tech Notes.
That's what musicians do. Get together, make a soundtrack for a movie, and then draw up the movie on a piece of paper and let it come.
Yeah, no, for sure. That's exactly
what... Has that been done before?